Blog Talk Radio.
I have not showed up on the system, but sometimes it takes a few seconds. Are you logged in, or you can't log in?
I can hear you.
Call in a minute.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's not showing up on the computer.
I never used this kind of system before, so this is all new to me.
Okay, did you call the guest call-in number, the 3509 number?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
The other one is outside of my calling plan.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, Val, he's on. I called in. It's not showing up on the switchboard, but I'm live with your host. Hello? Are you there?
Yeah. Me? Zolt?
Yeah, Zolt? Yeah.
Yes.
Hang on, and Val will be calling shortly. Hey, Val?
Yeah, fine.
You can hang up and then call in on the guest call-in number, but I don't know if this is being recorded or not because it's not showing up. It doesn't show us being on air. And my phone number, none of the phone numbers are showing up on the computer.
But how come this was never a problem before? You guys use this all the time, right?
Well, I did. When I answered, I pressed 1 and it started. Okay, hang on, Zos. You say you can see the switchboard and the calls.
I am hanging on to my pants.
Okay. All right. Great. Well, then I'll go ahead and call in and see if you can get through.
Okay.
All right. All right. Talk to you shortly on the line. Okay. All right. Bye. All right, Zos?
Yes. Hi.
All right. Val will be calling in shortly.
Yes. Fine. I heard you guys.
Yeah. Well, he was on a different phone. He was on speakerphone with a different phone.
Yes. I figured all that. Yes.
So where are you from, Ghost?
I am from Hungary.
Oh, neat.
Where are you guys? In Texas or something?
Val is in California. I'm in northern Wisconsin, right in the middle of the country.
Oh yeah, you're in Wisconsin.
I used to
live in Chicago. I've been to Wisconsin a few times.
Okay. Val, are you up?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yep, loud and clear.
Yes. Okay. And Tim's here, too, from Oregon. Right, Tim? Yeah.
Tim?
Okay.
Okay, well, I don't know if you're recording or not. Do you see this recording, Val?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, great.
Okay, we're on, Zolt.
Okay, so I guess you should officially start the show and say what you're talking about and everything. I got to give Sandy's phone back to her.
Yeah, so how about I play a little music just to get the mood set. This is from Nagarajan. It's his New You song, one of the New You songs he sent me. So...
Okay, you're talking to...
Okay, so just listen.
Okay.
Pero llorino
So that was it.
So much for the 30-second introduction, huh?
30 seconds? I didn't say 30 seconds.
Yeah, what was that, 10 or 15 minutes long?
Nine.
9 minutes. And
yeah.
What are they saying? I don't understand the language.
It doesn't matter. They are singing about the light and sound. And
okay, talking about light and sound. Okay.
Yes. And well, it's the new, right? So not much to understand. It's just praising the light and sound of existence, I guess.
Well, it's very pretty, very beautiful.
Yes, yes.
I really like it. It sounds like Japanese or Chinese or something, or maybe even Indian.
No, it is Indian. It's from the Indian guy, Nagarajan.
Yeah, okay.
The new supporter, Nagarajan? Do you know him?
No. Val?
Anybody?
Oh,
Val
yeah.
Probably does.
Sure. We're familiar with him. Yeah.
He was on the Skype call many times.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I love his songs. I have like three of them, and I use his songs before I do the New You every night to kind of get into the mood, and you know, just get into the feeling of it, because these songs are very heart-centered, very. He sings to my soul, actually. So, I don't know if you guys are aware, I have been in India 4 times. I spent about 2 years in India altogether. And I have learned a lot from the Indian culture and the Indian gurus, and some of them are light and sound gurus. So it helped me immensely in the beginning to recognize what the new you is. It took me about 5 minutes to recognize the first time I heard the new you, and I made a practice. I practiced it for 5 minutes, and I recognized the energy of the light and sound immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I know Dwayne is not promoting any gurus or anything, but in my progression here, it was very helpful, even coming to this point, to be able to recognize the new you. So basically, my background in spirituality is Advaita Vedanta, which is like the core the core teaching of Hinduism, which is Advaita Vedanta means non-duality. So they don't say oneness, they say non-duality. Because oneness can be misunderstood as being against the many. So they use the word non-duality instead of oneness. And also this definition of non-duality refers to the true self in that culture. So I just wanted to give you guys a little bit of a background where I am coming from. And basically, what my previous path has allowed me to figure out is, who am I? Because that's the main teaching of Advaita Vedanta. You ask yourself, who am I? You investigate, who am I? And you can ask yourself this question, who am I? But basically, what you're really doing is you're inquiring within. It's also called the self-inquiry process. You inquire within and you go deeper and deeper within yourself and discover a new reality, so to speak, that is yourself, but you were previously not aware of it. So that's sort of my background in a nutshell. And if you guys want to ask any questions somewhere along those lines, you know, I'll do my best to satisfy your question.
Hi, Zol. It's Kelsey. Can you talk a little bit about your journey to America and why you came over here and what you're doing now at some point with the biofuel as well?
Yes, yes. I came to America in 1988. I left Hungary in 1986, but I spent a year and a half in Austria to acquire my my green card visa. They call it resident alien visa or something. And so I came here legally about 31 years ago. And you know, I was very young. I was 20 years old when I left Hungary. And I was just very curious about the world. And, you know, in Europe, everybody was all over America, especially in the communist bloc where Hungary was at the time. We were watching American movies and listening to English radio, you know, Radio Freedom from London. And, you know, Voice of Europe, different radios we were listening to from the West. And we were very intrigued with the Western culture. So, you know, I had a lot of problems in my family with my parents and my sister. We couldn't get along. So at one point I figured it's better if I just leave and never come back. So I figured I will go to America. Also, a couple of friends of mine that we grew up in the same village with, they came 1 year before me. So they were already in America, and we were keeping in touch through phone conversations and such. And I decided I want to do the same thing. So I left Hungary. The first chance I got, I left Hungary because we were allowed to leave the country once in 3 years. So that was my very first time leaving the country to going to a Western country. I figured I would take my first chance and never look back. So then I stayed a year and a half in Austria, and then I came to the U.S. after I got my visa. And things went downhill from there. Yeah, so needless to say, I haven't found what I was looking for here. I found something else, and it took me 20 years to figure out what's going on here. So, yeah, I was a naive 20-year-old looking for adventure and looking for an enlightened society to live in, because Hungary didn't seem like an enlightened society at the time. And of course, the American movies were very deceptive, because that's not what's going on here. So one thing led to another, and I was very disappointed with everything in the worldly sense, so I started looking for spirituality. And, you know, I was not a Christian, but I started out with watching some movies about Jesus. And then shortly after, I found my first guru, Supreme Master Ching Hai, that was back in 99, who initiated me into the Kuan Yin method, which is the meditation of the light and sound of God. And we were required to meditate a minimum of 2.5 hours a day, every day. No days off, no weekends, nothing like that. Minimum 2.5 hours. You had to promise that you will do that. And I was doing probably 3 hours a day consistently, sometimes more, sometimes less. But 3 hours a day for about, I don't know, probably 13 years or something. And I had many, many experiences. But somehow it was not satisfying. So then I looked into Osho. And Osho's teachings was just completely different. He doesn't talk about light and sound. It's a completely different kind of enlightenment. So that's another big learning experience. To understand what Osho is teaching is huge. It's not about experiences. It's about knowing yourself and recognizing truly who you are within. So that's very similar. Osho is Indian, of course, and that's very similar to the Advaita Vedanta teachings that is prevalent in India. So Advaita Vedanta is not the popular Hinduism. It's more like the core teachings of Hinduism, which does not talk about God. Advaita Vedanta does not talk about God. It seeks to recognize the self within. So that's where most of my experience is after Ching Hai, because I left the Ching Hai path back about 5 years ago. I was very disappointed because somehow it was not satisfying to my soul to do that. And I had many experiences. I had samadhi experiences. I had nirvana experiences. I had astral projection hundreds or maybe thousands of times. And it just became so boring because I did not feel satisfied within my soul. So I dropped the whole thing and I went to India 4 times. It started in 2009. When I went to India, or 2008 rather, yes. And I went to see the Osho Ashram. That was a big disappointment because Osho died in 92 and the business people took over his ashram, and now it's like a, you know, money-making scam. So I never went back there, but I still go to the Osho meditations here in Marin County, they have a bunch of virtual medic stations sporadically, and I go to those. They are kind of my kind of people. But of course, even there, not everybody's very keen on what Osho is actually teaching. Yeah. So all of this, and I looked into many other gurus like Papaji, Gangaji, Muji. This is the same kind of teaching like Osho, but these are living masters who are still alive. Papaji is not alive, but he was alive back in 94. I think he died in 94. And that was an amazing experience. But still something was missing. So basically I was very disillusioned with all this spirituality, because I also saw that nobody was getting enlightened. I was running around India with all these other people who are running around India looking for something. And I saw that they were not enlightened. Everybody is just looking, and talking all this high philosophy and conceptual things, but no real experience. So I was very disillusioned for about, in the last 3 years, I was very disillusioned, and I dropped my meditations, I dropped everything, and I started smoking pot. I was taking a lot of ayahuasca and mushrooms, and what else? Smoking a lot of pot, trying to heal myself with MMS, because I was completely tap-lined and infected with the entities. And the ayahuasca helped a lot. It was able to get rid of the entities, but then they would come back. So I tried everything I could. I tried borax. I tried turpentine, MMS, very drastic measures. And they all worked to some extent, but not permanent. They were not a permanent fix. So, and then I found the new you just like 2 months ago, 2.5 months ago. And here we are. Anybody has any other question?
It shows me that that the real guides were observing your efforts and giving you the opportunity to get what you're really after. How did you find the new you, Zolt?
Yeah, thank you for that question. That's very interesting. So I just moved to this other place here in Willows, California. I used to live in Santa Rosa, and I completely hated that place, and my landlord was an asshole. So I just moved here like maybe a few days when I'm like, I was at home and I'm like, what the heck am I doing here? You know, what am I doing with my life? And I cried out to anybody, not anybody particular. I just cried out, where is reality? And the next morning, I clicked on a video that actually introduced me to the new you. And it was Anton's video. You know, Ankaraman? You know him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was Anton's video that introduced me to the new you. So that's how it happened.
That was a setup.
Yeah, and I fell right into the trap, right?
Yes, sir.
Who is this?
This is Claudie in Texas.
Oh, hi, Claudette. I thought
oh,
it was you.
Hi,
but I wasn't sure.
Yes, yes. We had an opportunity to join tonight, a special opportunity. So that is fantastic story. And
nice to hear
Anton,
your voice.
Anton really had a lot of videos. He put out a lot of stuff and gave a lot
yes.
of information.
Yes, but he's all over the place. He's not keeping it straight on one thing very long.
Yeah, he was in the new presentation, and then he was out. And then he was in, and then he was out. So people come and go. You know, that's part of it, making a decision.
Mm-hmm. Well, I usually give it a few years, whatever it is. I go deep into whatever I'm researching at the time. I give
yes.
it a few years.
Excellent. One step at a time. It's like when you go careful and kind of slow, you're able to see more clearly, become aware of more stuff. When you rush through things, you miss some important points. And that's
yes, I like to hammer things to death. and also when I get into something, I'm like I devour it. Like the first couple of weeks, I think I watched like 200 Skype videos.
Wow.
Of you guys. I couldn't get enough of it. I was like, wow.
Yes.
I was downloading them by 20 at the time, and I was watching them at night until I fall asleep, you know?
Crash course. Yes.
Yeah. So the interesting thing was that I recognized the new you as the organic light of life, because the mushrooms taught me the difference between organic and non-organic energy. So let me go back in 99. Before I got into spirituality, I was really into drugs like ecstasy, speed, and mushrooms. And I learned to recognize the difference in the energy of those drugs. Like the speed was very cold and it was fun, you know, it gave you a lot of energy, but it was not an organic high. It was more like a nervous energy, and you could dance for 8 hours and not even, you know, get tired. But then when I got into mushrooms, the mushroom really taught me the difference between the organic energy versus the chemical energy. And I decided back then that I just want the organic. I don't want any other nonsense. I just want the organic. So when I got with Ching Hai, her energy was very high frequency, but also the organic feeling was missing from it. But I went with it anyway because I didn't have anything else, right? But then later, like 13 years later, I tested her. And I said to her in my meditation, if you are with the original organic light of life, then you can stay with me. But if you're not, please leave. And you know what? She had to leave. So there is a false light paradigm out there, and there is the organic light paradigm. The false light paradigm is a synthetic light which was created by some other being. It's not original to life. You know, it's like the difference between the sunlight and a light bulb. The light bulb is an artificial light, especially when you're looking at neon lights. It's artificial. It's not soothing. It's not, and it's even bad for you, some people say. But the sunlight is good for you, and it creates vitamin D, and who knows what else. The sun does amazing things for us. So when I first meditated with the new you, I instantly recognized that this is the organic energy because it's completely satisfying. So anybody feel free to ask a question. Are you guys still there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you had any real side experiences that you can share with us?
Yeah, I had some short ones recently. Like yesterday morning, the alien from the Alien movie, that guy was chasing me around for a little while. And then it was just a few seconds. He was coming at me, threatening me. And I was flying, and I just flew over to get out of his way. But then he kept coming at me, and I kicked him in the head. And then I woke up. So it was only like a 5-second experience. But at least it was in color. And I make out what's going on there.
It was NBC Living Color, right?
That right channel there.
Technicolor.
I can share one with you real quick if you want to hear it.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
A couple of nights ago, I was in a dream on the real side, and I was on a farm out in the country. It was like a ranch, and they had this corral with the big old boards, had the dirt floor, like for where they would break horses and that sort of thing. And they had the big 2x12s, real 1-inch or 2-inch thick boards, really heavy duty posts, and about 6 or 8 feet high, you know, so it was, and the boards were on the inside where you could, you know, so you would be protected, so you wouldn't hit the post when you got bucked off your horse, that sort of thing. And as I was standing there, I happened to notice off in the distance, about a half a mile away, I saw this, what looked like some vehicle or something, making circles out in this field, and it was stirring up dust, like a dust storm, like the dust was being stirred up like 25 feet high, and it was going around in a circle. And as I watched it, it made one last turn, and then it headed right toward me. And when it was about maybe 300 yards away, it looked like it was a Mack truck coming at me. It was huge. It was big, wide, and maybe 12 to 16 feet tall, and it was coming at me at about 100 miles an hour right at me where I was standing in this corral. And then when it got about maybe 50 or 100 yards away, I recognized that it was a reptilian. It had it was a wide body reptilian with a mean looking face with an agenda to do me in. And it came right up to the fence, and instead of going right through the fence into the corral, it made a veered very sharply and came to a stop right outside the corral. And looked at me, and then the next thing I know, it's breaking through the boards into the corral, and it's chasing me, and I successfully evade it, and finally it goes away, but it destroyed everything in the area. All the corral was fence was destroyed, and there was a whole bunch of objects that had been. And I can't remember what they are, but there was a whole bunch of objects that were neatly ordered, and now they were just stacked up in a big pile of rubble, and I have objects of some sort. And then I woke up from that dream.
How did you
evade? Oh yeah,
and
I sang New You when I saw it coming. So I sang New You, and that same night I was frightened. Something was in my room, and then something else, and I remember being extremely frightened. And I usually don't get frightened by things, and I just sang "New You," and it took a few seconds to recover. But man, it was a real scary night.
Yeah. It was interesting in my experience that I had no fear at all.
I had no fear when this thing was attacking me, but there was after I woke up from that dream, I thought, gee, that was interesting. But other ones, you know, noises in the room, you know, where the reptilians were coming in, and I mean, it was eerie, like, you know, and we have a portal in our kitchen, Sandy. Sandy, we have a lot of reptilians that come in our house on a regular basis here, and they wreak havoc with us. They hide things.
you know, somebody just threatened me today on YouTube. They told me to cease my investigation. That's all they said. Capital letters. The guy's name was Dart Ransacker.
I read that.
Huh?
That came up on a Skype that,
I read it.
Did you answer him back?
Yes, I put the whole thing on the new Skype thread.
Yeah.
And what I answered him back.
Yeah, that was good.
And I told him, you see I forgot what I was saying, but it's all there. I told him that you see your treasonous activity against humanity or something like that.
Yeah, you did, and I liked your... Dear Fart Rancid, and then you said, I hope I've spelled this correctly.
Yeah. I changed his name from Dart Ransacker to Fart Rancid.
I know, I just hooted when I heard that or saw it.
Fart Rancid. I hope I spelled it correctly. No, see, this is an intimidation technique that they are using.
Oh, well,
so, So you gotta let him know that you're not intimidated, and you fuck with their ego, because they are running on pure ego power. Okay?
Yeah.
They pick these names, so they feel like somebody, because you know Darth Vader is the big guy, right? The big bad motherfucker.
Yeah,
right?
He's from Star Wars.
Yeah, Darth Vader. So now they are picking names like Darth this, Darth that. It's ridiculous. But anyway, I wanted to bruise his ego a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I told him that if you want to change, here is the opportunity to sing the new you and call and talk to Rebizar.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. Sing the new you. We had both Bob and I had an interesting experience. Last week, wasn't it, that we were driving? Bob can tell a little better than I can, so I'll let him.
Well, this was a first for me. I never had anything like this ever happen to me before. But
what?
We were driving on the interstate highway into Wausau. We were in the northbound lane. And it was three lanes wide. And there was random traffic, you know, behind us, on our side, in front of us. And we were probably maybe somewhere around 100 to 150 feet behind a pickup truck. And all of a sudden, this pickup truck right in front of us, right in front of our lane, looked like it got hit by a mortar or something. There was just a huge fiery explosion that occurred in his tailgate, and it was massive. It was just a huge ball of black smoke exploded out of the rear of this pickup truck, and it went across all the lanes, and it was instantly blocked, all three or four lanes, so you could not see forward. It was probably maybe 30 feet high, and it was like driving into a fog bank. It was just...
It was black.
Right in front of you?
It was right in front of us, yeah. And it was pure black. It was, the smoke was pure black, the blackest smoke that I've ever seen. You couldn't see...
Anything.
You could not see anything at all. And
really?
I swerved off to the right. I was going to go. I didn't know what that. I thought pieces of that truck were going to be all over the highway. So I swerved off onto the shoulder of the road, ready to go in the ditch to avoid pieces of, you know, debris from that truck that just exploded. And it took us maybe 5 seconds before we got past the smoke. It was that close to us. And once we got through the smoke, everything disappeared. All the smoke disappeared, and the truck continued on with no damage,
right.
As though nothing had happened. And the vehicle was right behind me on the left, seemed to be unaffected, like they never saw a thing. And then I got off the shoulder back in the lane and continued on.
Traffic as usual.
Wow. Traffic as usual. Never ever saw anything like it before.
So nobody was injured. No accident. Nothing.
Nothing. Zero. Nobody was injured, no cars falling apart or anything. Just traffic, just like you were just driving on.
Mm-hmm. Well, this kind of thing, well, not exactly this kind, but the kind of thing where they almost had me have an accident happened to me quite a few times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have to be really aware of...
Years ago.
Years ago,
we have to be super aware all the time. That's the only way to overcome all this nonsense, because they can control their reality to the millisecond.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. They absolutely can, and they will.
And you know, we have better protection than that, because there is no freaking way that I should be alive today if I wasn't protected by some incredibly higher force.
Right.
And now I know that it must have been the real guys the whole time pulling me out of stuff.
Yes, it was. I'm sure it was the real guys. Yes.
I was poisoned like 7 times.
Poisoned?
Yes, yes.
Wow.
Should I tell that experience, one of them?
Sure, you can.
So what happened was this was like 3 years ago maybe. And I'm like selling cars, you know, fixing engines, selling cars all the time. And this guy called me to come and take a look at my Mercedes. Like he wants to buy my Mercedes. I'm like, okay, let's meet here and let's meet at the Starbucks. I didn't even let him into my home immediately. I'm being careful like that. So we met at the Starbucks, and one thing was really apparent about this guy from the start, that he looked very clean looking, like unusually clean and crisp looking guy. So we sat in my Mercedes, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to take him back to my place and show him the veggie system and how things work, because I'm always selling veggie cars, right? So, and he was driving, and I'm sitting on the passenger side, and I'm looking at the meter, said 666 on the counter, the mileage counter.
Wow.
I'm like, okay. So we went back to my place, and we were talking about, you know, I was giving him my whole spiel about the veggie system and things like that. And all of a sudden, he pulled out a pack of Tic Tacs. And he asked me if I wanted one.
Mint.
And usually, I never eat Tic Tacs. I don't like it. I don't buy it for myself. I don't ask it from people. But this time, something told me not only to take one, but take two. So I'm like, okay, I'll take two. He gave me two Tic Tacs. I ate both of them. And then we talked for a little more. And then he left. And after this, I went to the theaters. And I was watching a two-hour movie. And about halfway through the movie, I was starting feeling sick. And so I came out and I went home. And I'm like, what's going on? So I was just starting to feel really sick, so I went to sleep, and I got up in the morning, I was still feeling sick, and my whole day was like, I was just feeling sick and sick and getting worse even. And about 7 o'clock at night, I like cried out to God, like, please. And by that time, I figured out that the guy poisoned me. So I cried out to God to put me back before I was poisoned. See, I didn't ask him to heal me. I asked him to put me back to the space where I was before I was poisoned. And within like a minute or two, I was perfectly fine.
Interesting.
So, wait, there is more to it. And
okay.
then a couple of days later, I was trying to call somebody, and I picked up my phone, and I was doing things so quickly that I accidentally called the guy who poisoned me, because I still had his number. And then he picks up the phone, and I'm asking for this other guy that I tried to call, right? I didn't notice that I misdialed, but he recognized my voice, and he's like, Zolt. You know, like he's surprised that I'm still alive. And then he started gibbering some gibberish to me, And I'm like, okay, okay, just listening to him, not saying anything. And he was freaked out that I was still alive because he didn't finish the job that they paid him for.
Oh.
Okay? Yeah, he was a hitman. And so this was my higher self guiding me the whole time to take the two Tic Tacs, because he knew that, you know, I'm not going to be hurt even by two, but it will send a message to the hitman, you motherfucker, you don't even know who you're dealing with here. See what I mean?
Yes. Hey, Claudie, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
You know, why don't
wow.
you tell a little bit about, yeah, that was a wow for sure, about how the stop time and how they
oh.
do that.
Yes. Zolt experience is an example, too, of that.
Mm-hmm.
He changed time, but for you and Bob to experience what you experienced on the freeway was an introduction, so to speak, of what they are capable of doing. The whole thing with the time changing ability, they're on the astral and they can influence the physical with what knowledge they have acquired over thousands of years. My experience with the Orion people showed creatures, or whatever you want to call them, it showed how they were easily able to do this physically by their own methods. When you, what was recently happened with Miss Ava, where she broke her arm, I
mm-hmm.
saw it as I was being told this information. I saw the whole incident, and I saw her trip, and in the fall, it was like in slow motion. I saw her falling down, saw her arm going out just as it was about to hit the rock and get broken. But in an instant, like Mr. Zolt has just said, in a millisecond, she was gone. They took her away. They broke her arm with a rod, some kind. They hit it like with a steel rod and broke it there at that particular spot. That wasn't a random thing. That actually happened. And then they put her back in the fall. Back in her body was placed back in the fall. Nobody saw it. It happened in a millisecond, like Mr. Zolt has said. This is how they are able to cause trouble in our lives. But we may not be aware that they have come to do this to us. Sometimes we think, oh, that's just a coincidence. Oh, that just happened. No, no, no. This is serious business of trying to stop in any way possible anybody who has light coming out of them, because they can't stand it. They can't stand the laughter of a baby. That hurts them, just like you would be giving them terrible sounds.
Yes,
Go ahead. So when y'all went on the freeway, a situation was set up for you to experience how time can be adjusted. An incident can happen right in front of your eyes that you don't control, but they control. And then time can be restarted, and it will look like nothing happened, although you experience several minutes or several seconds of an explosion, a black cloud. They set it all up so you would see it. Now, the question I'd like to ask all three of you, Mr. Zolt, Bob, Sandy, is if we can recognize these things happening in our life and we become aware of somebody trying to poison us with a Tic Tac, of a truck in front of us on the freeway that has an explosion that we see with our eyes, but in the next second it's gone, it didn't ever happen. If we can see all of this and recognize it, how close can we get to seeing and recognizing that all is in our everyday life?
Yes, very good question.
Yeah.
So, and this really connects into what I've been kind of wanting to teach with this show that I am starting to do here, is that our awareness can become so keen and so quick that we notice everything. Like, I give you an example. A few weeks ago, I was driving in my truck, and I was looking down at my phone, and I noticed that my windshield was completely clean. There was no bug smudges on it, or no dirt on it, nothing. My windshield was completely clear. And then I looked up, like, I was going to look at it, like, why is my windshield so clear? And I looked up, and within a 2/10 of a second, all the smudges appeared on the screen, on the windshield again. Mm-hmm. So we are living in a generated reality that has glitches in it. See what I mean? The smudge layer was not present in my perception, because my perception is becoming so fast or keen that I noticed the glitch in the matrix where the smudges were not rendered onto the screen. But when I looked up, within 2/10 of a second, the smudges appeared. I saw it appear. So I my awareness is so keen that I noticed the glitch in the matrix. See what I mean?
Yes, exactly. And
so this is how we can use any and all resources to hone our awareness and make it more. You guys say to be more aware. Yes, we are becoming more aware, and I say it, I look at it as expanding my awareness, because I am becoming more aware of more subtle phenomenon. You understand? The subtlety.
Exactly.
The subtlety is the key. When you're able to notice more and more subtle things, that's when your awareness is expanding. And it's not a spatial expansion. It's a completely different kind of expansion. It's becoming more and more subtle. You understand?
Correct. Exactly.
So, yeah, that's really, yeah, absolutely. So you're absolutely right on track. Yep. That's definitely... Yeah, an increase in awareness, and that is excellent.
Yes.
Excellent. You are becoming.
So this is where self-inquiry comes into play, and this self-inquiry that was taught by Ramana Maharishi in India to begin with, even before, but he was the modern-day teacher of it. And this process of self-inquiry, where you always look inside. What is going on within my mind? What is going on within my feeling capacity? What is going on within my intuition? So you become more and more aware inwardly, because what the matrix is doing, what the system is doing, it's always pulling our attention out to the movies, to the screens, to the laptop, to everything that we do. Our attention is being sucked out into the outer world. So we have to turn this around and practice self-inquiry, which is an inward questioning and an inward attention. So you pull your attention back, and my favorite way of doing it is asking yourself, where am I looking from? Just do this in 1 second, you will have the experience. Just do this, where am I looking from? Ask yourself this question, where am I looking from?
I can comment on that. I had a similar revelation myself here a month or two ago, and it had to do with the sound current. You know, when you sing New You, or you often hear the sound, and you mentioned that you did exercises of the light and sound, and you did the New You, and you would immediately hear the sound, right? Are you with me so far?
No, no.
Yes.
When I did the New You, I recognized the quality of the energy. I didn't hear the sound.
Okay. Have you ever heard the sound?
What, the inner sound?
Yes.
Yes, I have heard the inner sound. I can hear it anytime I want to. But there are different kinds of sounds. I don't know which one you're referring to.
Well, like you can sometimes hear the sound of the different planes, like a hum or,
yes.
whatever plane you're on or whatever. Well, anyway,
yes.
What the experience that, and I shared this with Claudia, I think she recalls, when I listened to the sound, I always pictured myself listening to the sound coming toward me, as the sound was generated, from wherever it was generated, let's say that you're somewhere and you hear a horn go off in the distance and you hear the sound coming toward you. Well, I've always taken the position in the past of always listening to the sound on the inner as it would be coming toward me, just like a horn blowing in the distance, or you hear a siren from a police car going by or something. I always took the position in the past of listening to the sound as it came toward me. But then a couple months ago, I took a different position. This is exactly, I think it's exactly what you're saying. When you ask yourself, well, where am I coming from? Where am I looking at this? And I decided, instead of being on the receiving end of the sound, I changed my position to where I was behind the sound source, and I was traveling out with the sound as it moved away. So I was behind the sound, traveling with the sound,
mm-hmm.
rather than listening and
yes.
feeling the sound coming toward me. You see what I'm saying? I reversed my position.
Yes, yes, yes. So you change your position. That's not exactly what I'm referring to, but that's also possible, what you're saying.
Well,
my
awareness level went up immensely higher right after I did that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I cannot...
It was really neat.
I never had that experience, so I cannot comment on that. But
I would say for everybody, try that sometime. Try riding the wave of sound rather than just being a passive receiver of it. Get on that sound wave and ride it out, and it's
mm-hmm.
really, really kind of neat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like a surfer, huh?
Yeah, you ride the sound like a surfer, exactly.
But no. What I'm referring to is different, though.
Okay,
because
well, go ahead.
First of all, the focus is not on the sound or on what you're seeing. The focus is on who is seeing. Where are you looking from? What are you? See what I mean?
Yes.
So if you guys just do that for 3 seconds, just try to perceive, where am I looking from? Not what am I seeing, but where am I looking from?
How about standing in the all is?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You are standing in the all is all the time. That's the dimensionless space that is infinite.
Yes.
So this exercise, if you do this, 3 to 5 times a day, just for 5 seconds, it will transform the way you handle your mind, because you realize that you are, first of all, you're not your mind, because you're looking at your mind. Right? Your mind is in front of you. You are looking at your own thoughts. So when you're looking at your own thoughts, where are you looking from? That's the real you.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. And you're watching your personal self.
Well, yeah, and you don't look,
yes,
from
you are in your great self. Watching your mind, which is acting out your personal self.
Yeah, that's really neat. Well, that's kind of what I was trying to say about the sound. I was positioning myself on the real side where the all is and riding the wave. That's kind of what I was getting at, but you said it a lot better than I did.
Okay.
Yeah,
awesome.
So it's very important the way we use references and the way we use definitions is very important, because we are entering very subtle realms of spirit, our own spirit and our own awareness, and there is only awareness in the end.
Yes, like Bob's experience on the freeway with Sandy in the car, seeing the truck in front of him have an explosion. They saw it. They were aware of it. And then it disappeared. And they saw that there was nothing happening.
Yes, because I bet you the real guys made it so you will not get harmed by the explosion. They were trying to harm you. You can bet on it.
Yeah.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, but see, their tricks they don't work on us anymore. Their tricks won't work on us.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
The more you become aware, the more they can trick you.
Right.
Yeah. That's why this guy who tried to poison me, my higher self told me to take two. One should have killed me. But my higher self said, take two. I'm like, okay. So, and the other thing is, the other thing that I want to make very important, that at the time when I prayed to God, I didn't pray to God. I prayed to the all is, because my idea of God at the time was not like a reptilian God somewhere. My idea behind the word God was the all is. So it's not what you say, it's what you mean by what you say. Right?
Yes. As long as you stand in the all is, you can recite the phone book, and you're giving out the all is information just by saying 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 to a zillion. You're still giving out the all is, because your voice carries the frequency that you need to hear. And when you hit the right number or the right frequency, the person receiving it gets the information instantly.
Yes, and we're not only communicating in voice, or even just telepathically, we are communicating on all levels simultaneously. Because when I am speaking physically, and I am also transmitting my thoughts into the ether. And I'm also transmitting pictures and telepathic information. So we communicate on all levels all the time, but we are not aware of it. That's why we need more awareness. But this is happening continuously.
And now it's happening faster and faster and faster.
Yes, yes. Especially since I started doing the new you, this thing is accelerating like way out of proportion. Like sometimes I can hardly control myself. I'm so fast in my consciousness and awareness. I can hardly contain myself, and everything is funny. That's what I love about it.
Well, welcome to the new you.
Yeah, nice to meet you guys. Nice to meet you. I'm seriously, I was like, my whole life, I'm like, where are my people? Because I never met anybody like me. And finally, here you are.
We've been hiding out on you.
I know. Shame on you. Yeah, so
glad you're here.
Yeah, me too. I finally made it to this point. I can't believe it. Oh, and you guys heard about this idea of mine about the rejuvenation center? That I want to create a rejuvenation center for people to come and get healed and with all my miracle medicines and MMS and everything that I know about health, I can help a lot of people. And so the new you fits into this really well, because the new you also rejuvenates you. So whoever comes to this center, they can take something home with them, which is the new you practice. And have a real blast, you know. So recently I've been kind of talking to the real guides about this, like you know, what's going on with the money that Dwayne is getting? Can we cooperate? And create the rejuvenation center together with the new commune that are in the plans. And that's not working so well. But then I was asking the real guides if I have their support in making the rejuvenation center. And this morning, somebody came to me and kind of suggested it, that it should be in the Amazon. The rejuvenation center should be in the Amazon. And I said, okay. So that's kind of the answer also to my question, that will I have the support for that?
Always good to ask first and then wait for the answer and then follow through. And you're doing exactly that. And what the real guides see is beneficial to all. That's the most clear way to help in certain circumstances. So thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, so things are going very fast. I mean, I just started this 2.5 months ago. And amazing what happened in two and a half months. I was a wreck. I was a wreck 2.5 months ago.
You have come a long way. Thank you for coming.
Yeah, well, it was a lot of preparation, you know, to get to this point. So anyhow, how are we doing with time? Is anybody keeping track of time?
Yeah, I think we're about to the end here. We've been on a long time. We've shared a lot. It's been great.
It's almost 9:30, so yeah, it's been an hour and a half. Yeah, so I think this was a really good first session. So let's do the new you and then say goodnight.
Okay. I see who's on, so I'll call people.
What?
So I see who's on the studio here, who's participating,
okay,
so I can call them. Okay, we'll start with Henry, Kelsey, and I. New you. Tim.
New you.
Bob and Sandy. Claudie.
New you.
Ariana.
Yeah.
Ariana. And we have the 503 area code number, Portland. Okay, and Zolt.
Excellent. Well, thank you for coming, and let's do this in 2 weeks.
Thanks, so wonderful.
Yeah,
lots of things to consider.
For the efforts.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Everyone, have a good night, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you. You too.
Yep.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Happy dreams.
Good night.
Good night.